Talk to us about Mary Hart. She's still performing, of course.
Mary Hart is probably, next to my wife, Maureen, the smartest woman I've ever met. She's from South Dakota. She finished in the top 10 in the Miss America contest in some year, I don't know what. And she married a guy, and they moved to Oklahoma City, and Linda Scott had left my show. She and her husband moved somewhere else. So every time we had an opening for that show, we'd have 200 women come in. The program director at that time was a guy by the name of Bill Thrash. So he had all these women to interview on a Monday. He comes in on a Tuesday morning. He said, "I found the girl." I said, "You have?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I want you to meet her and the four finalists." So the first time I ever met Mary Hart, I said, "Boy, you're it. Are you ever it?" Golly, she had so much charisma. She was so good looking. Well, she didn't know TV from noodles. And she'd worked with me for about a week, and I took her back in the dressing room, and I broke her down. She cried and all that stuff and so forth, but she heard what I was saying.
And what were you saying to her?
I was saying, "You don't know anything about TV. You got to start paying attention, and you got to learn how to do this stuff." And she heard everything I said, which is amazing to me because I've had very few women understand anything I said. Anyway, and she got to be, she's a real pro, man. I mean, this girl is a pro.
But she learned at your side, and you took time. Because I suppose at first it was difficult to work with her.
It's always difficult to work with anybody new.
Yeah, and so then when you talked to her that way, she began to perhaps relax more and kind of go with the flow.
Well, she just listened to me. You know, to learn anything in life, you got to listen.
Right.
And most people, most of us, me included, we don't listen.
They say one of the hardest parts of an interview is to listen.
Yeah, well, that's the whole secret to interviewing people, right, is to listen, as you well know.
Right. How long did she stay with you then?
3 years.
And then what happened to her?
Well, I sent her out to California, and she interviewed Shirley MacLaine. Shirley Jones. Yeah, and she had a husband.
We should say that your wife is here.
My wife, Marina, is here in the studio, and I'm 83. And I can't remember very well, and I have to use her mind a lot, okay?
Right, and we should say we're here in the conference room of KOMA and their other radio stations.
Okay. Anyway, she comes to me and she said, "This guy's going to take me to California." And I said, "Mary, you're definitely ready to go to California, but this guy is a pure phony. All he wants to do is get you in bed."
And his name was?
Marty Ingalls, Shirley Jones' husband.
Okay.
Anyway, she goes to California, and she damn near starves to death. She finally got PM Magazine out there, and it didn't last long, and she lost that. And she calls me, and she'd cry on the phone. She got Regis Philbin's show, and she couldn't make it there because she was in love with a guy here in the city. So anyway, Maureen and I went out to California, and I helped raise Jay Bernstein, whose mother owns Jerome's here in the city. Jay Bernstein was agent for Farrah Fawcett, Suzanne Summers, one of the strongest men in California. And Jay really liked me. So we go out to California, and Maureen and I take Mary Hart over to Jay Bernstein's house one night and introduce her to Jay. And Jay really got her started in California. As you well know, once you get to L.A. or New York, you ain't going to get anywhere unless you have an agent. Jay Bernstein is one of the greatest agents in the world. Hell, he got her $150,000 for a prospect show they didn't even do. That's how good he was. And then after she got to be good, like all them other women, she dumped him.
But then did she jump soon to Entertainment Tonight then? From Jay? Did Jay get her that job?
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I know one thing. She's married now to a guy named Bert Sugarman that's got more money than Bim Gump. Maureen and she are real close, and we're still friends. We send Christmas presents and cards and call one another and send messages and so forth. I was on Wheel of Fortune some years ago, and we had dinner with Mary and her husband in Beverly Hills, and her kid's room looks like Toys R Us. And she's done real well. She's an exceptional person.
And still was a down-to-earth person.
Oh, yeah. Pure human being.